This is Jay Krishnamurti's first talk with students at Claremont Colleges, 1968.
I'm afraid I can't see you, but I hope you can see me. It would be rather interesting to find out why most of you are here. Probably out of curiosity, or to find out seriously what a man coming out of the East talks about. First of all, I think we must be clear that the speaker is in no way represents India, Indian philosophy, Indian thought, or any of those mysterious Oriental business. It is important, I think, that we should establish, first of all, certain kind of communication between us. And nowadays, they talk a great deal about it, make a lot of fuss about communication. It seems to me it is fairly simple to communicate with each other. The difficulty lies in that each one of us, unfortunately, translates or compares or judges what is being said. We don't listen. And if we listened fairly, attentively, and seriously, communication is quite simple. Someone has to say something, and if you are at all serious, wanting to find out, even though it be a curiosity, one must listen. Listen with that care, with certain attention, with a certain quality of affection. Not only intellectually critical, which is absolutely necessary, but also one must examine, explore what is being said. And to explore and to listen attentively, one must be free. Free from the image, the tradition, the reputation that you have about the speaker. So that you are capable of listening directly, immediately, so that we understand each other. But if we try to follow a certain pattern of thought, certain tendencies in which we are caught, certain conclusions which we have, and prejudices, then obviously all communication ceases. So it seems to me that it's very important, right from the beginning, during these three public talks, that we should find out not only what the speaker has